Last American Vagabond. Joining me today is Melissa, the honeybee Zachariah. Melissa's leading figure in the fight to expose the deeply seated issue of pedophilia and ritualistic abuse at the highest levels of power and its continuing cover-up. She is currently working on a documentary in regard to this topic that will open some eyes to the true depths of this problem and just how far-reaching it truly is. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you for having me so much, Ryan.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I truly find your work to be very, very important.
Thank you.
So one of the first things I wanted to jump in here, because it's a current event that's been happening specifically with you, is these prank calls that you were the victim of, these verbal attacks to your home or personal cell phone, which I just found absolutely crazy. And the length to which it was going, and it really, to me, that shows me that they're afraid of the work that you're carrying out. But if you could elaborate on that for me and tell me how it started and where that's going on right now.
Sure. So this is not the first time that I've been harassed via my phone. I own a small LLC, so my information is findable. And I was just recently doxxed by boychat.org. So this is kind of where this all stems from, is my pedophile advocacy camp. I'm trying to stop the campaign of the normalization of pedophilia. I mean, there are groups that are actually organizing. They have special chats. They're no longer on the dark web. They're not hiding in the shadows anymore. They're out there, right on Twitter, right on Facebook, Google+. They have YouTube channels, and they organize. It's just a bunch of pedophiles, people that support pedophilia, that want to be heard and want rights from the American people. And, you know, I will stop at nothing to make sure that doesn't happen. It is not like the LGBT. That is my opinion. LGBT, they fought long and hard for their rights as adult, consenting adults. You know, when you throw in a child into the mix, it no longer becomes an adult thing. It is abuse and it is rape, and it's gotta be stopped. So that's kind of where my work is primarily, and this is where the harassment starts ramping up. Whenever I start harassing a specific group, like I get their page taken down, their Twitter accounts banned. I work here and there with Anonymous. They have been able to take down NAMBLA a number of times, Heart Progress. They're working on a few others right now. And I love them so much, and I just want to give them a shout out. You know, there's stuff that they can do that we can't do. I'm a public figure as well as you. There's just things that I can't do that may be deemed illegal that they do. And, you know, I know that there's legality there that is to be, you know, I do like the law. I think people should follow it. But when the law isn't actually doing what it's supposed to do, and when these platforms aren't doing what they're supposed to do by getting rid of these profiles and these accounts, then somebody's going to step in. So thank you, Anonymous, for doing that for us. So a couple days ago, probably like 4 days ago now, I think, I was dealing with two different groups. So the first group I've been dealing with for about a year, it's called Heart Progress. They are a pedophile advocacy group. They have been all over the internet. Sometimes people think they're trolls. Sometimes people are saying that they're real. We've been trying to find out who they are. What I've been doing is just staying on their butts and making sure that they don't have an online presence. So kids can't go to their pages and be lured in by them. So Twitter is always somewhere I keep an eye out for. They keep coming back. They popped back up the other day and they had the audacity to follow me. That is how I found out they were back online. So I started a campaign against all of the accounts that started following them back after they followed them. People that are actually verified accounts, and there was one man who is an author for children's books that followed them back. And I started a hashtag called Check Your Follows, because you might be following somebody back that, you know, you might not want to be representing. So I started a campaign. I started calling out the people that followed Heart Progress and asking them why they followed them. And about 2 hours later, I started getting phone calls from anonymous numbers. Now, I have a lot of technology that I pay for. I pay for a lot of databases where I can find out who people are, what their phone numbers are, where they work and stuff like that. I only do it for this research for exposing pedophile activity. I was not able to locate who the owner of the phone number was. They called me about six times, and two times I was able to record the phone call. So they harassed me, you know, saying they were the FBI, that they were gonna, you know, they were gonna get me, that their eyes are upon me and they're peeking at me, they can see me, just like creepy stuff. And it sounded really kind of hokey and didn't seem real. I did reach out to my Twitter subscribers and ask them, you know, what do you think of this? This is some pedophile advocacy group is obviously harassing me again because I got their account shut down again. And we found out that it was actually a soundboard. So whoever was calling me was using this, this soundboard. It's an app you can get on your phone. It's like an old security guard, an old creepy security guard. So it's just a bunch of buttons you can hit with like different phrases to kind of, to creep people out. So it just shows you how cowardly they are. If they really wanted to tell me off or, you know, threaten me, they can come to my house. And I invited them to come right over if they wanted to beef with me, as well as threatening me with lawfare. I mean, I would love to go to court and actually have all these people right in front of me on the stand. I would do time, to be honest with you. It would be worth it for me to get them out there into the light, because that's really what we're doing here, is trying to expose the darkness. So this happened before, back when I started on Heart Progress. I did the same thing. Unfortunately, I didn't record the phone calls, but you know, it's just, it comes with the work that I do. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't bother me. If anything, it motivates me to work even harder to stop what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it shows very clearly that what you're doing is, excuse me, what you're doing is threatening them. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, I mean, that's kind of that's one thing I think I that stands out to me, is that clearly they're threatened by what you're trying to expose. And I like some of the points I think it's important for us to understand that there is a real effort to normalize this, mm-hmm. the idea of pedophilia in general. And we've talked about in the past with New York Times, and there are many articles of trying to make it seem like a disorder versus it's disgusting. And there's a big difference there, like you said, between, you know, I'm okay with anybody doing what they want with their own life, which above the law, right? I mean, when it comes to children, they're not at an age to make those kind of choices. So that's not something we can just normalize. Mm-hmm. I think that's such an important aspect. And you brought up the law, which I like too, that there is, I do agree that the law is so very important and in all regard, but a famous quote that I like is almost kind of paraphrasing. It is, if a law is unjust, we not only have a right to disobey it, we are obligated to do so. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where this lies for me, right? Is that Anonymous in their own right are taking the law into their own hands in a lot of ways and tackling these things that we're not able to. And so mm-hmm. I definitely see that as a very good thing personally.
Me too. But
I wanted to get into that as well, since we talked about that, is that I know that the anonymous faction known as the Hive actually did a video about this entire thing. So was that something that you contact them about, or did they just see it and capitalize on it? And, you know, can you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. Actually, I'm in contact with the Hive. We've been in contact for quite some time. I'm actually in contact with a lot of different anonymous sites and different people that, I mean, you have to understand, Anonymous is everybody in a sense. I mean, we're all a part of Anonymous in a way. So it isn't like, you know, one person is in charge of Anonymous. It's a collective of people that are trying to fight the evil in this world and do what they can with whatever they have available to them to do just that. So over the last few months, I have been able to have, you know, chats and things like that and talk to them directly about a number of issues concerning these horrible things that are going on in our world, not just pedophilia, but, you know, injustice with our government. You know, there's lots of stuff going on. For me personally, it's more of the pedophile normalization. It's something that enrages me so much that it just has become my niche, I guess. But the Hive and also Anonymous Construct, they've put out a video as well, they put out a video today listing about, I'd say about 100 different Twitter accounts that have pedophile images on them. They made a video to point people to those accounts and to delete them by reporting them. So that video is out for maybe an hour and YouTube took it down. There was actually no terms of service that were broken. They were just Twitter handles. That's public information. We're not really sure why they took the video down, but there are many other anonymous sites. I know Titus mirrored it on his channel, and I actually put it on Twitter, all of the names. You can go there yourself and you can start reporting. I provided a link in my bio for you to report that kinds of stuff, so those things can get taken down. Because like I said, these platforms, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're leaving it up to the private citizen to be responsible for making sure there's no pedophilia on their platform. I think that we need to start pushing for them to change their terms of service and the way that they run their platforms. They should be responsible for monitoring their content, not the people that use it. So there's kind of a shady line there. I've always had a problem with platforms and their terms of service regarding that kind of content, which is why I always report directly to law enforcement, FBI, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And I kind of bypass the platform because they delete and then they don't report to the authorities. So the person that was putting that stuff up never gets caught. So I just kind of bypass the platform. I'm not suggesting you do that because you will be breaking the terms of service, but I do it and I'm fine with that. If they want to shut me down, then that's fine. I'll find another way.
That is just so terrible. I mean, I think that I don't ever think that's going to change in regard to Twitter and YouTube, because clearly it shows you that, and I would actually say that they do already have even a legal responsibility to handle that kind of a thing on their end. But it shows you very clearly that either there's a direct problem with those groups themselves and those companies, or rather they're being directed by a higher power to not take action here. Because if they're willing to take down a video that discusses them, or does it, you know, even small, like we all know that we get censored on a regular basis for things that really don't violate terms of service. Yet these people will have, and we've talked about it in the past, both YouTube and Twitter have any number of accounts and open pedophilic images that have been there for years. And you've reported that we've reported that nothing ever happens to. So it's clearly stands out as a problem there that, that they're choosing not to address. I don't see if there's any way to look at it other than that personally, but go ahead.
I agree with you. And you know, I had stated this before, and this is what I truly believe. This campaign to normalize pedophilia, it really benefits the elite in a sense. If you look at the small sentences and light sentences that get handed out to our elite politicians, government officials, military, they are getting arrested at an alarming rate. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that this is coming out more and more now. I feel like this past year, we've seen like so many more government officials and politicians and law enforcement, military being arrested and put out there on the mainstream. It's astounding. And I'm glad that it's happening. But if you track the cases, you'll notice that they get literally months or time served or probation, and that's it. And a lot of my research in the beginning was pointing out the fact that they go right back into working for the government, whether, you know, it's directly back into the government in some capacity, or it's a private contractor. That is mainly where they get their shoe in again. They did do private contracting work, so they're still working with their cronies in the government. So you got to think, what would benefit them? Okay. You get the whole country and their arms wrapped around pedophilia, and that it's not a bad thing. You know, kids can consent. I mean, last time I checked, kids were dealing with, do I eat the paint or do I not eat the paint? Do I touch the hot stove, you know, or do I not touch the hot stove? You know what I mean? Like, those are the kinds of things that kids should be worrying about, not if they should be in a sexual relationship with an older male or female. Am I going to get an STD? Am I going to get pregnant? You know, being right on that cusp of prepubescence. I mean, some of these guys are trying to lower the age of consent and push for that as low as 3 years old. This is unbelievable. It's pure evil. So if you have a government that doesn't want to go to jail anymore and they want to keep doing what they're doing, whatever the sex trafficking that they're involved in, I know that there's a business going on above our heads with children, whether it's, you know, sex trafficking, escorting. We've seen a ton of child prostitution arrests going on, child pornography, blood transfusions, organ harvesting, what have you. I mean, there's a number of things that the child could be a commodity for. and it's being done. That is a fact. But if you can get the people to kind of agree with it, you don't have to go to jail or get in trouble or be looked down upon anymore. And if you question, okay, now you have Islam. Islam is like a huge, you know, we need tolerance. We need to accept the Muslims and let them come in here and, you know, they're peaceful or whatever. You have to understand, they are all about marrying three-year-olds. They're all about having sex with children that are prepubescent. And that is a whole nother aspect of this that I think they're trying to bring in this normalization so they can keep doing the nefarious evil things that they're doing with an accepting or ignorant public. And, you know, this, I'm not a huge political, like I'm not MAGA. I'm not all about Trump. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. But I will tell you, I did notice that since he's gotten to office, there's been a lot more focus on this issue, and I'm really happy with that. I'm not sure if it's coming straight from him or if it's because all of us have been piping up and trying to put the spotlight on it. But whatever is happening, we've got to keep doing what we're doing because I think it's working. You know, they're coming out of the dark web and out of the corners, and now they're showing themselves. They're bold. They're brazen. And we got to squash it. We have to squash them.
Yeah, I would agree. And I'm glad you said that too, because people try to associate specific opinions these days with groups, right? Whether Democrat, Republican. But I would say that's one of the things that I clearly talked about as a positive step from Donald Trump, which is the executive order about human trafficking, mm-hmm. which clearly is connected. I mean, that's a very positive step, no matter mm-hmm. what you think of Donald Trump. But I would argue that what we're seeing today is, in my opinion, is most likely due to the work of people like you and the long-term effect of continuing to put this in front of people. And then, you know, Donald Trump had an interesting effect of talking about things that people once thought were wild conspiracy theory. And I think that opened the box a little bit for people. Whether that was part of the plan or not, it still opened some people's eyes. And I think we're starting to get a ledge here where we're getting people aware of these things. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that it's very interesting. You made an interesting point there about the timing. That Hassert is someone I always bring up, that he only got charged for 15 months and mm-hmm. I think only served 14. Mm-hmm. Yet we have people still in this country going to jail for 20 years for cannabis. You know, it's like, it absolutely right. makes no sense. And that is something that can't just be a coincidence. You know, right. there something has to stand out there to us that there are active people and all those things you listed off. Especially the organ harvesting, the blood transfusions, these are verifiable things that are happening, which I know you know. And mm-hmm. People have to be able to understand that if those things exist, there are people in the black market that would take extreme measures to Absolutely. Make this stuff happen. And, you know, and it's just, I think that's what we're getting is people are starting to get to a point to where they're able to make these connections on their own and say, well, mm-hmm. if we know this is true, it's just one step further, you know? So definitely a positive step, but I would say overall, I truly do think it comes back to what the work of the community of trying to draw attention to it. And it, well, that kind of takes me to my next question, which, you know, I want to know how you feel about the current state of the movement right now and how, you know, whether you're talking about Pedogate, Pizzagate, Pedowood, any, you know, just exposing those kind of things and how badly you feel it's been derailed, if at all, by things like QAnon and Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement and other such like internal political movements. What do you, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
So I try to stay as far as away as possible from the infighting and the personal commentary on those that I look at as independent journalists and investigators, even if it's just information, sharing a scoop, you know, letting your subscribers know what's going on. People have opinions, people find different things. I respect everyone and what they're doing. If you have a voice and you want to speak, go for it. I mean, that is what this country is built on, right? Free speech. Do your thing, you know, and if people agree with you, then there you go. If they don't, then they have every right to say something about it. What I'm worried about is the actual integrity of the truth movement as a whole. And I feel that there's just a lot of shady, shady stuff going on with whether it's paid operatives, whether it's someone just trying to derail things because they don't agree with what's going on. I feel like lately actually not lately. I would say probably for maybe 6 months now. The infighting has just really detracted from the actual momentum of the truth movement. You know, I really wish we could all work together better and bounce ideas off of each other. I really, in the beginning, liked the fact that I was able to have connection with all of these different channels and different websites and things like that to share ideas, whether we agreed or not. I actually like when I don't agree with somebody and I'm able to talk to them about it. And we can do a show like this, you know what I'm saying? And that's healthy. And that's, you know, that's being a good listener and a good person and productive. But to make a video about someone specifically that's on your side, without actually bringing them in or having, you know, a conversation about it, I don't know. It seems a little counterproductive to what we're trying to do as being good citizens, good people working together as a community. And that's another thing that I think is really getting squashed in this country is that sense of community. It's so easy to divide and conquer when everyone is out for themselves. Everyone's out for a click. Everybody's out for the biggest scoop. Everybody's out for number one. It doesn't work like that, and it will never work like that. And that's how this country is going to be destroyed. They're doing it with the pedophile normalization. That's dividing and conquering the family. And, you know, like I said, I have no problem with LGBT, but, you know, people, the family is, it's being broken down. I mean, it's just not there anymore. I don't even know who my neighbors are. I mean, do you guys know who your neighbors are? People don't pull over and help people anymore because they're afraid. You know, there's a lot of problems socially with our country that make it so that the community is just non-existent anymore. So when I see that being mirrored in like a truth movement where we want to see better people and better decisions and better, you know, changes in this world, it's just, it sucks. And I get pulled into it sometimes because my name gets thrown around and I just don't engage. You know, I don't want to shit talk anybody. It's just not my thing. I have more important things to worry about. I have kids out there in the world that are wishing and praying and hoping that somebody comes and saves them. And that's way more important to me than somebody, you know, making fun of me on a video and just talking crap. You know, it's just not, it's not productive. So I just urge everybody, if you are in this community and you know me, if you have an issue with what I'm doing, give me an email. Let's talk about it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to make a video and tell everybody how awful of a person you are because you didn't get the right information. It's just counterproductive. And that's my opinion on it. I love everybody that I work with, and I will support them always, but I won't partake in it.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with your sentiment. I think what we're seeing today is very orchestrated. The divide and conquer tactic is rampant in just about every place you can look today. And I recently just wrote about the idea and saying that, I mean, with what we, going back even 100 years and even further, with all of the things that we once knew, right, that are now completely contradicted, right? We knew these things and now we don't. It's almost irresponsible for us to not have an open mind, especially today with how many things we've been realizing. I mean, not so much as for us, but for some of these people who are recently awoken, like to be like, oh, wow, I thought that was crazy before. And now I see that it's very real. We should, to be able to just discount anybody reflexively without giving them a moment to explain or honestly trying to entertain their perspective is just, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I think that that's what's being stoked today is this hardcore hyper-partisan idea where just you have to stick with your group and anything that's negative about this is, you know, just immediately disregard it, you know? And it's, I mean, they're even saying that, you know, they're coaching their people to make sure you don't do this or don't watch this. You know, it is, I agree. It is very much an effect that's happening all across the country. Mm-hmm. And I think that is I think it's kind of the same thing you said, is that we have to begin to realize that we all have the same enemy. We are all fighting for the same thing, and we've been manipulated to think that we're on different teams. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very frustrating. And you're right, I don't know my neighbors either. You know what I mean? And that is a very frustrating thing to realize that at one point, that was what it was all about. Mm-hmm. You know, like we have, I mean, this always becomes a very cheesy sentiment for most people, but the truth is that as the people, we have power when we're able to stand together. Mm-hmm. And I always make this point about the marijuana movement. We saw that happen. And I don't think that was planned, you know, all of a sudden everybody just kind of linked, you know, and we were able to turn that over, even though Sessions is trying to pull it back now, but it's very clear that there's a power there, when we're able to stand with each other, you know? And it's, I like that sentiment. So I appreciate that.
Oh, hell yeah. I used to be on MassCAN in Massachusetts. I used to do all the protests. We used to do the Freedom Fest. It used to be called Hemp Fest, but it's in Boston Common every year, and the vendors come, and everybody's smoking weed out on Boston Common. My band got to play there 1 year. That kind of stuff is great. Like, I love that stuff. I wish that our community would do more like that. I was actually playing around with the idea of organizing a truth con to invite people like you, you know, maybe Bitcoin and BitChute and different alternative platforms together, and, you know, truth music and things like that all together to do this. So I have been kind of checking out different venues, probably in Boston, where I can organize a whole event for all of us to meet each other. You know, I'll invite Anonymous. I don't know if they'll come, but maybe they will. They just won't tell me who they are. But I think stuff like that is good for this community, you know, getting to know each other and looking at each other face to face. That's why I liked doing those Pedogate marches, because I was able to look at these people face to face and say, hey man, like, you're awesome. Like, great job. Maybe I don't agree with everything you say, but like, good for you, man, for having a voice and, like, you know, letting people know that we can stand up as a team and change this world. You know, that's what I like about it. So we'll see. I'll let you know in the future what's going on with that. And maybe your subs could tell me if they think that's something they would like to see too.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt. And that's something I would wholeheartedly participate in. Cool. I like that a lot. Yeah. It's so fun. I mean, it's an interesting idea that to realize that we're at a point today where people no longer are able to have disagreements. Like, we can't have an amicable disagreement and try to understand each other's perspectives. It just doesn't happen anymore, you know, and it's quite frustrating. But
yeah, and there's definitely a difference. I mean, you know, if someone's actually putting out absolute disinfo, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, there's nothing there. You can't communicate with them. And, you know, the facts are there. Like, okay, definitely have commentary on it. I mean, I guess there's shades of gray to all of this. I mean, you know, I don't like seeing disinfo either. You know what I mean? But if you know the truth, put it out there. You know, I don't know what else to say about that. I just, there is a lot of infighting, and I just don't like it.
Of course, I completely agree. I would say the biggest issue is the not being genuine, right? Like, if more to the point that I'm okay with disagreeing with somebody when I can tell that they feel that they're doing something real and they believe in what they're saying. But you're right, there's a lot of disinformation and a lot of deceitful stuff out there that people, and that's not okay. I wouldn't have an amicable disagreement with somebody that I feel is intentionally misleading people, right? And that actually kind of leads to the last question I was going to get into, which is that, you know, there is a lot of misinformation and profiteers out there today. And I think that's more prevalent than ever, is these people trying to profit off of this stuff. So what in your opinion is the most important aspect for people out there interested to focus on that are just awakening, and, you know, what are ways they can get involved in the kind of thing that you're doing?
Well, specifically what I try to tell my subscribers and those that follow me on Twitter and whatnot, you know, my big thing is actually, showing you the evidence and actually showing you where to go to repeat the experiment, so to speak. It really has to come down to taking accountability for the information that you're taking in. So if you're listening to something and, you know, it sounds too good to be true, do a little sleuthing on your own. I mean, it's really not that hard to do a little digging. I mean, it takes a little time, but I'll tell you, it's the most rewarding thing when you can actually have a document or something that really proves to you what's going on. You know, I, like, for the Q situation, for instance, like, I don't really want to get into Q, but it's not something that I can absolutely prove myself. And, you know, I did look into it a little in the beginning, and it's kind of gone in so many different directions, and so many people are taking it to different levels. I just, for me, like I said, I just stick to what I'm good at and stick to what I think is important. You know, it might be really important for some people, and if it is, then go for it. But just do your own research. You know, make sure you're covering all the bases, and don't just take in information and, you know, make that your own. You got to really do it yourself. I mean, that's how you become a more informed citizen and can be actually more effective in this world, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a surefire sign to know when somebody is giving you a genuine intent, that they're telling you to go out and do it yourself, listen to yourself, do your own research. And that's what, you know, the perfect way to end this today, that's what we always say, is you need to go out, you need to question everything today. You need to go out and research it yourself. Don't listen to even what we're saying here. Take it in, consider it, but come to your own conclusions. That is the absolute, that to me supersedes anything else going on today, is you need to take it in and come to your own conclusion, right? Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope people take this in and really decide again to go out and look into it more themselves. You know, do you have any other information to drop or any ways people can reach you, your social media?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at @thehoneybee_. And my YouTube channel is www.youtube.com/C/honeybee. And yeah, if you want to check out what's going on with our documentary, we have a documentary we're working on called Kids Inc. It is about the whole situation of Pedogate and child sex trafficking, and a lot about court corruption and CPS. So we're kind of heading towards wrapping up a lot of our interviews this month. I'm actually going on recon for the next 3 weeks to do more interviews and research with that. And I will be doing videos while I'm away. So keep your eye out for that as well. And always, thank you so much for having me on. It's such a pleasure. You're so intelligent and wonderful. And I just started really getting into reading your writing. You are a fantastic writer, and I'm really impressed. So keep doing what you're doing. I think you're remarkable.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I highly recommend everybody go out and look into the upcoming documentary and donate. It's something that's going to be very powerful. So everybody stay vigilant. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm so sorry.